If you have your Bibles with you, please open it with me to the Gospel according to John. John chapter 1, and we will be reading verses 1 to 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Verse 13, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. May God give us blessings upon the reading of His words. Shall we pray? Father, once more I'd like to thank You for giving us this opportunity to look into Your words, to listen to You. Father, I'd like to thank You for the presence of each and every one. And thank You, Father, because we know that we are in this church, we are in this building, because we are excited to learn from You. Father, I pray that You would let Your Spirit move in our midst, creating a hunger in our hearts, and creating an understanding for Your words. Father, I'd like to thank You for how You have blessed us with the past week. And Father, we rejoice with Marjorie, for our sister Marjorie, for giving her another year in her life. I pray, Lord God, that Marjorie's life will continue to be surrendered to You, and that she would continue to enjoy Your presence in her life. We pray, Father, that You would continue to give her strength so that she continue to be of service to You. Father, we also pray for William Smith as he awaits for radiotherapy. Thank You that You are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And I claim, Father, that You would not just heal his body, but more than that, Father, that You would assure him of Your love for him. Amen. Father, thank You for how You have blessed us with Your words. And we look forward, Lord God, to listening and to hearing more from You. I pray that You would speak to us tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Every time I would stand in a pulpit, I'm always reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul. And I'd like to share with what Apostle Paul is saying, that we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bond servants for Jesus' sake. Well, this evening, I would like for us to open once more our Bibles in John chapter 1, and I want for us to memorize. We will have a memory verse. John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7a. So after you've memorized the passage, you can sleep already. At least you have something to bring home. John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7a, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness. We'll stop there. Can we memorize the passage altogether? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness. One more time. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness. Without looking. All right, one more time. John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7a. Begin. There came a man. Sorry, I was wrong. It's on another version that I was memorizing. Ready? Begin. There was a man sent from God. His name was John. this man came for a witness. Now, difficult to memorize in any case. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness. Do you know who this John is? When his father, the priest, Zechariah, it was his turn to offer the sacrifice in the temple. When he was there in the temple, when he was there in the Holy of Holies, an angel appeared to him. Remember the story? An angel appeared to him saying, Zechariah, your prayers have been answered. And Zechariah was surprised because he's already old and his wife Elizabeth was also old and it would be impossible for them to have a child. But the angel said, Zechariah, your prayers have been answered. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a child. And Zechariah could not believe this. And because of his unbelief, what happened? He was not able to speak since then. So when Zechariah went up to the Holy of Holies and the rest of the priests saw him, they knew very well that he saw a vision from God. True enough, so what the angel had said, Zechariah's wife, Elizabeth, became pregnant. And for 9 months, Zechariah was not able to speak, and eventually the baby came out. Part of that revelation from the angel is that not only that your wife is going to bear a son, but you're going to name that son John. So when the baby was born, on the eighth day, and the boy was to be circumcised and the boy has to be given a name, the rest of the relatives were saying, what would be the name for the child? And they were saying, oh, the name should be Zechariah. Or the name should be any other names that is common from among his relatives. But Elizabeth was saying, no, his name is John. But the rest of the relatives were saying, why would you name the child John? Nobody in your family is named John. So why don't we ask the father? No? So they went to Zechariah, and Zechariah asked for a writing tablet, and Zechariah wrote, his name is John. And from then on, his mouth was opened, and he started speaking again and praising God. And we know what happened with John. He spent the rest of his life in the wilderness, and when he came out, he was already preparing the way for the Lord. Three things I'd like for us to see this evening. Number one is human weaknesses. If we're going to look into the life of John, John is a man of charisma. People were attracted to him. No, he wears camel's cloth. He eats locusts and wild honey. And yet people are coming to him to listen to the word. I would like to believe that John is a man of charisma. People are attracted to him from all walks of life. Well, not just because of himself, but because of the message he brings. John the Baptist is also a man of commitment. He was not content with just preaching in one side of the River Jordan, but he went all throughout preaching about the kingdom of God. Wait a minute, we said human weaknesses. What is weak with having charisma? What is weak with having commitment? Oh, he was even a man of courage. Remember that time when he was preaching and the Pharisees, the Sadducees were coming to him? And he was brave enough to say, you brood of vipers. It takes courage to rebuke the church leaders, the religious leaders of his time. I don't know if you could do that to your pastor. And let me say, human weaknesses. Where do you find weaknesses in courage? Where do you find weaknesses in commitment, in charisma? The weakness is in the man. There was a man. whose name was John. I would like to believe that behind the courage, behind the charisma, behind the commitment, is a man. And when we talk of man, we talk of weaknesses. Well, I don't know if you do it here, but in the Philippines, you always have that excuse of saying, I'm only human. We always focus on man's weaknesses, because if you talk of a man, if you talk of women, if you talk of our being human, we always talk of our weaknesses. Man has been so corrupted because of sin. And I do believe that behind that man, behind that strength, is a man who is very weak. And yet our verse says, there was a man sent from God. That is a heavenly warrant. It is an assurance that the man named John did not just come on himself or by himself. He was sent from God. I remember the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was walking through all the villages, teaching, preaching, and healing, that when he saw the crowds in Matthew chapter 9, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. Why? Because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Now comes chapter 10. Jesus Christ was speaking with the disciples and he said, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as wise as snakes and as innocent as doves. Early on, the Lord Jesus Christ was saying that the people were like sheep, harassed and helpless. And that the next chapter he says, I am sending you out like sheep. You will be as helpless like the sheep. But the beauty of that passage is that it says, I am sending you out like sheep. And every time the Lord Jesus Christ would use the word I am, he was not only talking of his authority as the great I am, he was also talking of his abiding presence. He is not just sending out the 12, he was saying, I am sending you out with myself. Now the man named John was sent from God. And that's a heavenly warrant. It's a heavenly truth that there is a great God behind the man. There came a man, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John, and this man came for a witness. Human witness, heavenly warrant, honorable work. There is no more honorable work than to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. His task was simple, to be a witness for the light. I don't know what we do for a living. For me, it's being a diplomat, it's the one that pays the bill. But I believe when God sent me to London, it was not just to be a diplomat, but more than that, it is to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be a teacher, well, that pays the bill, but more than that, you are a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow me to read Mark chapter 16, verse 15. You may be familiar with the passage. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What is our purpose in life? As a Christian, it is to go, to preach the gospel, to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, you can never be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ unless you have experienced the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came for for a witness. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1 verses 14 to 16 says, I am under obligation, I am under compulsion to preach the gospel. It is not only the pastor who are compelled, it is not only the pastors who are under obligation to preach the good news. It is for every believer who has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior who should preach. In the book of Acts it says, after David had served God's purpose on his own generation, he fell asleep. After David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. God doesn't expect us to witness to those who will be following us after when we die, we're already dead. God wants us to witness to our own generation. And for David, his purpose is only for his own generation. After David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he died. He fell asleep. What is your purpose in your life? To be living witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and this man came for a witness. I would like you to talk to the person next to you, and instead of John, try to put the name of the person seated next to you. If it's a woman, then you say, there was a woman. Can we do that? All together? I look at Peter. Alright, begin. There was a man sent from God whose name was Peter. This man came for a witness. How does it feel? How does it feel when you hear somebody saying, he's referring to you and saying, you came for a witness? Does it feel good? Or do we feel bad? Because all along we have not been a witness, but it was our weakness that they saw. I really like John. He was short-lived. His ministry was short. And yet he remained faithful as a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, the book, the Gospel according to John, have written that passage. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and this man came for a witness. I would like for us to recite that passage again. But this time, instead of John, I want you to put your name on it. The ladies can say, there was a woman sent from God, and then you put your name on it. Can we do that? Together? There was a man sent from God whose name was born. This man came for a witness. Is that the desire of your heart? Is it hard? It is my prayer that people at one point in their lives would say that indeed we came into their lives as a witness. All for the glory of God. I'm almost tempted to sing that song which I sang this morning. But my daughter said, Dad, I'm going to sing again. But let that song be a challenge to each and every one of us. Not everyone would meet Jesus Christ face to face right now. But every day they will be meeting us. Pardon me if I keep on preaching on that area. Because I believe the very purpose why we're here. After we have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, there's no other purpose for us except to go and preach the good news. It is not just the work of the pastor. It is not just the work of the leaders. Evangelism is the work of each and everyone who has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Andrew, one of the disciples, when he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, what did he do? He simply went and looked for his brother. He doesn't know how to do the bridge illustration. He doesn't know how to give the four spiritual laws. He doesn't know how to make the gospel presentation. What did he say? I have found the Messiah. That's it. And because of that witness, Peter came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter became the spokesman for the disciples. Remember that ABCD which I shared this morning? A number of people, a number of church members would say, Pastor, we don't know how to share the gospel. That's very simple. A, B, C, and D. A, acknowledge that we are sinners and we can never save ourselves. You read the passage of Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And C, commit your life to the Lord by accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior. John chapter 1 verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. And D, do it now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow may not come. I think the problem with churches nowadays is that they put the work of evangelism just for the pastor. We even have missions team. Evangelism has become a division in the church. And most of the Christian members would say, oh, I'll do my share for praying. I'll do my share for giving. Missions, evangelism. Oh, the young people could handle that. But the Word of God says, go and preach the gospel. It is my prayer that wherever God would send us, after church, maybe all of us will be coming home. Tomorrow morning, we will be going to our respective works. Each and every moment of our lives, we will be meeting people. And they want to see Jesus Christ in our lives. And we are expected to show Jesus Christ in our lives. And by then they could say, there came a man, there was a man, there was a woman. And they were referring to you, they were referring to us, because we came into their lives, sent from God, not on our own strength, not on our own time, not on our own abilities, but sent from God. And we came for a witness. So we recite that passage again. And I want to hear it. Let's make it louder, please. And let's put our name on it. And let it be a declaration. Let it be the desire of our hearts. That time will come when people would say we came into their lives sent from God. And we came to them as a witness. Together? There was a man sent from God whose name was Paul. This man came for us. Shall we pray? Lord God, let that be the desire of our hearts. Not mere lip service. Not just words coming out of our mouths. Let it be the desire of our hearts. Let it be our prayers, Lord God. That people whom we're going to meet this week, our neighbors, our classmates, our students, our colleagues in our offices, would be able to say that by your grace we came into their lives because you have sent us. And we came into their lives to be a witness for the light, to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, forgive us. Forgive us if at so many times we focus on our human weaknesses. We focus on our shortcomings. We focus on what we do not know what to do. We focus on what we cannot do. Forgive us, O God. And allow us instead to focus on that heavenly warrant. To focus on the fact that it was the great I Am who has sent us out. Father, I'd like to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who is with us. The Lord Jesus Christ who gives us understanding of your words. The Lord Jesus Christ who would give us courage to share your words. The Lord Jesus Christ who would give us the strength to share your words. Father, all for your glory, all for your glory alone. Lord, we can never win this town, we can never win this place, we can never win this land for Jesus Christ if we will not do our share of going out and preaching the good news. Father, we'd like to thank you for your saving grace. Thank you that at one point in our lives we have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And with that experience, Father, allow us to be under compulsion, to be obligated to share your words to others. Forgive us, O God, if at so many times you have kept salvation to ourselves. When at so many times you have given us opportunities to share this salvation to others. Father, again, for your glory alone, and by your strength alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, we pray that the hymn that we have just sang be the prayer of each and every one. Father, allow us to tell of your birth at Bethlehem, to tell of your death at Calvary, to tell of that glorious Easter morn, to tell others that Jesus saves and only Jesus saves. Father, we always say, enter to worship, depart to serve. But tonight, Father, I pray that as we leave this place, we will continue to have that desire to share Jesus to others. Father, not just in our lives, not just through our walk, but through our witness, through our speech, through our words, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would create an appointment for each and everyone. You would create a special meeting for each and everyone wherein we would be able to speak to a person and share your words.
Amen.
Father, let that be the desire of each and every one of us tonight. Father, by your strength, Lord God. And we hold on to that great I Am who is with us. That as you have sent us out, you are also with us. Father, I pray that you would touch our lips. That you would give the right words for each and everyone at the time when you're going to use us. And Father, we say to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power. To him who sits on the throne who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.